Hello, hello. Welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers. I just want to do a really quick show this morning. This is the shorts, so Skeptics and Seekers shorts. Kind of trying to rebrand those shorts. I hear that branding is important. Anyway, just a tweet or post or whatever they're called these days. This is Franklin Graham. The U.S. women's national soccer team lost to Sweden yesterday at the 2023 Women's World Cup. I used to pull for our women's soccer team. Let me just stop you right there, Franklin. I don't believe a word of it. I don't think you give a damn about women's sports. But, you know, I understand you feel like you have to say it. And by the way, I have no idea whether you do or not. It just feels like a lie. So I'm just going with it. But in recent years, they have shown disrespect for our country's flag and national anthem. Okay, this is an interesting thing. We'll double back around to this. And have used their platform to promote the LGBT agenda. Okay, there it is. Didn't take long to get there. Yeah, I don't think this has anything to do with the flag or the national anthem. And it certainly doesn't have anything to do with women's soccer. It just has to do with a team that is in the spotlight representing America has openly supported LGBT people. Notice a couple of things about LGBT, the use of that. You know, they have supported LGBT as if that were a person or an entity. It is not. It is not some monolithic entity. It's just people who are gay, lesbian, bi, trans, queer, or other. There may be other. Okay, but that they just happen to be that, just like Franklin Graham happens to be heterosexual. We supposedly there may be some reasons bring that into question. I'm not sure how far I want to get into that. But this is the way Christians talk about this community, as if it were a thing. An organization, you know, the LGBTQ, the YMCA, you know, something like that. It is not. But this is part of how rhetoric works, to unperson a group and labelize them. And then you can think of them as this amorphous creature rather than your neighbors and sons and daughters and such. And agenda. So this thing, this almost living, breathing organization called LGBTQ has an agenda. There are many gay and queer folk who have agendas that I do not support. There are many more heterosexuals who have agendas that I don't support. And so, you know, when it comes to agendas, we have to look at individuals or organizations, you know, that actually have agendas. There is no gay agenda. There's no LGBTQ agenda, because there is no LGBTQ. They're just people whose sexual identity falls into that category. And individuals that are LGBTQ might have agendas, and they might have agendas that I don't like, that Franklin Graham doesn't like, that it may be good not to like. And they have agendas that are good. You have to take it on a case-by-case basis, but you can't look at all gay, queer folk and say they've got this, you know, they're all a part of this club with some kind of agenda. This is just rhetoric. And you have to kind of recognize that. But yeah, when Christian A gets mad at group B, you don't have to go very far before you see the LGBTQ hate. coming out. Okay. When they lost yesterday, I wasn't sad. I wish I didn't feel that way. Again, I think you're lying. I don't have any proof. So, you know, you guys can come and get me, and rightfully so. But I think you're quite lying, because everything that you say here looks like you're almost gleeful that you feel this way. It's a little bit like saying, man, I don't want to hate you, but you made me hate you. Look at what you made me do. I don't want to feel this way. But when players think it is more about them than the nation they represent, then I can't support that. Okay, let me let you know something about sports. Having been an athlete for most of my child life and teen life, when it comes to athletes, it's always more about them than their nation. Okay, we may or may not sing the national anthem before the bout, but we're not thinking about the good of the freaking country. We're thinking about winning our match, or padding our stats, you know, getting the most sacks on the team that day, winning the game ball. That's what we care about. That's what every athlete cares about when they take the field. And they are not thinking about some jingoistic, nationalistic, country first agenda. They care about winning the damn game and looking good while they do it. That's what, I hate to break it to you folks, that's what all athletes care about, and they care about that more than the nation, more than their God, even more than the team. That's what athletes care about. Now, you hope they care about the team because, you know, they want the team to win as opposed to getting the most sacks. But if they've got a $1 million bonus attached to the number of sacks they get, whether the team wins or lose, they care about the sacks. They don't care about the team winning. I promise. I promise that, sir. And as far as disrespecting the flag and the national anthem, look, Colin Kaepernick was probably the first to really do this in a public way. San Francisco 49ers quarterback back in the day seemed like a good guy. You know, I didn't like him and wanted him to lose every game, but that's sports, okay? As far as the guy himself, I liked him just fine. Yay, Colin. And he had good reasons, I think. I think that, the NFL was first bent out of shape about this. They kind of loosened up a little bit. There were some good reasons for this, especially at that time. Now, the kind of protest that the women's soccer team did was they stood, and some of them did not move their lips when the national anthem was being played. That's the high disrespect that Franklin Graham is talking about. Let me give you another secret into sports. Athletes generally aren't singing the national anthem, fool. they're going over their first play. They don't care. They may be moving their lips. They ain't singing most of the time. All right. So even if you see them moving their lips, they're probably not singing. If they're singing, they're probably not thinking about what they're singing. When I was an athlete, I heard the national anthem 1,000 times. I actually sang the national anthem in a March Madness game once upon a time. I wasn't close enough to the athletes to see whether they were singing or not. I doubt they were. But when I was an athlete, I didn't sing the national anthem before the games. I was psyching myself out for the game. That's what you do for the game. These women, maybe they were protesting. I'm very sure that some were, but they weren't doing it in some obviously disrespectful manner. This is just athletics. This is pretty common to the brand, but it's something that Franklin Graham can get upset about. Is there anything else getting him upset? Former President Donald J. Trump also spoke out about the team's loss to Sweden. Well, there it is. Because Franklin Graham is still sucking Trump's nutsack. So I'm pretty sure this is the real motivation that we get this statement at all. So let's see. Donald J. Trump also spoke out about the team's loss to Sweden and some of the players being openly hostile to America. Are you kidding me? And he's right, says Graham. He's right about this. And this he puts in quotes, woke equals failure. Okay. There's so much to go over in that. I don't have time to go over it, but I mean, just wow. This is absurd. You know, I on the board a few months back, I guess now, I talked about how Ron DeSantis centered his entire campaign for president around anti-wokeness. And here we go again. So we've just got a nice big fundamentalist Christian cocktail here. These people didn't reverence their country enough. So I'm glad they lost to Sweden. Do you know what Sweden is? Really? Do you know? You're actually glad Sweden won? Okay, just think about that for a moment. So we've got not patriotic enough. We've got women probably taking up too much of the spotlight anyway. We've got LGBTQ, and we've got wokeness. We've got all of this in one cocktail. This stuff is the manna from heaven for conservative Christians. And in just about every one of their outrages, you can find something like this in it. Christians, talk to me. skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. You don't have to do it on the board. skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your discuss account, discuss away. You can put it on any of the posts. I will read it. Tell me, is this the kind of Christianity, the kind of social Christianity that you really want to be associated with? Is this it? Is this a good representation of it for you? Talk to me. I'll see you in the comments. Bye-bye.